This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place.
This is the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 177, recorded on Friday, December 20th, 2013.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
It was just a matter of time before the inevitable happened. On December 1st in Marshall, Texas, the estranged husband of Carrie Renee Hunt murdered her in a hotel room. Now, that wasn't gut-wrenching enough. As it turns out, one of Carrie's children knew enough to call 911, but wasn't able to, because the telephone system required a 9 for an outside line. Now, this raises a huge concern that has been largely ignored by several states, as well as the Federal Communications Commission to some degree. While several initiatives over the years have had some impact, it remains that only 18 states have multi-line telephone system, MLTS-PBX, legislation. And even many of those are cryptic or ineffective. The FCC initiated a notice of inquiry asking the industry to comment on the problem, as well as the technological and financial impact of correcting it. Now, while it's safe to say that the industry as a whole responded stating that the technical challenges that may have existed in the past no longer exist, and that quite often basic functionality to enable an effective solution exists within most telephone systems as sold today, as well as very affordable adjunct functionality that's available at a fraction of the cost of what it was a decade ago. Defining the problem, large PBX systems allow station-to-station dialing using abbreviated 3 or 4-digit extension numbers. Dialing 9 is a way of telling the telephone system that you wish to make an outside call instead of an internal call. The telephone system absorbs the 9, as it's not needed by the telephone company, and typically only the digits after the 9 are actually sent out on the telephone line. Dialing 911, if not addressed specifically, will simply send 11 to the telephone company, which means nothing in the North American dialing plan. Fixing the problem. The fix for the problem is actually a simple one. Most systems today will distinguish properly, if programmed correctly, 911, 91 area code and number, and many other dialing patterns. While many think that changing the access code to another digit will solve the problem, like an 8, it's actually the enablement of just the digits 911 being recognized as an emergency call. This simple task was highlighted in the National Emergency Number Association model legislation, and there's a link to that in my blog at avaya.com/Fletcher. Trey Fogarty, who's the Director of Government Affairs at NENA, said, quote, "Historically, owners and operators of a PBX MLTS have resisted any mandate that might require expensive reprogramming or replacement of legacy systems," unquote. Fortunately now, with the advent of new technology, and the functionality provided in existing models has been greatly increased. Now, as I travel weekly, I stay in many hotels throughout the year, and I always take note of the dialing instructions on the phone. I see tons of different ways that the problem has been dealt with, including instructions to dial the operator or some special number, like 5555. Local termination doesn't get me any closer to public safety. It's been my firm belief for many years that this problem will not go away without federal legislation. The NENA motto is clear: one number, anytime, any device. We've taught our children well. While we as adults may understand the concept behind dialing 9 for an outside line, clearly a child does not, and in this case, a tragedy occurred. So I call upon all my fellow telecommunications manufacturers and the honorable commissioners and chairmen at the FCC to stand up and take action and establish some basic requirements for this seemingly simple task. It is not an issue of technology. It is not an issue of cost. It is a lack of public education, and it's a lack of non-compliance incentives. To sum it all up, it's a lack of legislative direction. This story took 2 weeks to surface, and then nearly another week to be digested and reported on properly. How many other tragedies have we overlooked? To the family of Carrie Hunt, you have my deepest condolences on the loss of your loved one, especially right before the holidays. While there's nothing that I can do or say that will take away your pain and suffering, what I can do is encourage others to show support for Carrie's Law in memory of your tragic loss. You can go to change.org and search on Carrie's Law, that's K-A-R-I-apostrophe-S-L-A-W, or go to the link in my blog at avaya.com/Fletcher. That'll allow you to sign a petition asking for a change. This episode of E911 Talk has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Our executive producer is Jean J.T. Turjan, APN producer and Latin American correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. The APN legal correspondent is Martha Beyer, and the official APN voice dude is Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN program and creative director. You can follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN and check out our landing page at avaya.com/APN, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. Have a happy holiday, and we'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.